There are basically two ways to be Jewish. Either, as they say, a Jew from birth, you were born from a Jewish mother, or a Jew by choice, you went through conversion. So if you go through conversion, so if you're a male, what's generally required is mila, circumcision, tefillah, immersion in the mikvah, and kabbalas hamitzvahs. If you're a woman, just the latter to immersion and kabbalas hamitzvahs and accepting the mitzvahs. So there are cases where they discuss what happens if someone can't do a bris milah. So could he still become a Jew or not? That's a separate discussion. Rav Chaim Ozer discusses it. In his case, he thinks not, where a person wasn't able to do a circumcision. And by a Jew, you're a Jew even without circumcision, but by a gerus, perhaps a mila plays on a greater role. So that's a discussion there, perhaps depending on the case there. The case we're discussing today is, what about a would-be convert? He does his kabbalas mitzvahs, and he does his mila, but he's waiting to do tefillah. And what happened was, is whether it's during the times in medieval times, or whichever religion you want, someone's converting from another religion, and the other religion is not happy about it, and they say either stay in our religion, if you convert to Judaism, we will kill you. And the person did not back down, so they built a big bonfire and they burnt him to death. So the shaila was, can you go ahead and bury him in a Jewish cemetery? Because as we pointed out, to be Jewish, you have to have mila and tefillah and kabbalas mitzvah. He did not have tefillah yet. Or maybe he was planning on having it, but he was killed. And as well, that's the question Rav Zilberstein was asked. And the Smak writes a similar question, that someone who basically left Judaism, he joined another religion, and he came back, so the minhag is to go do to the mikveh again. So get saved, and he never got back to the mikveh because they killed him. So was he permitted to be buried in a Jewish cemetery? So perhaps that case might be different, because that's a discussion. Why do you need a tefillah? Is it a tefillah l'chumrah? So that basically, it gets into the sugya of, like the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, about even a Jewish sinner is still a Jew. On the other hand, we find leaving your religion, perhaps you lose your status. That's a debate. So at least there's more room to work with, even if he didn't get the mikvah, maybe he actually was always Jewish. But so in that case, anyway, the Smak said he can be buried in a Jewish cemetery. But he said, because not for the reason, not he didn't get into that issue. He said for another reason. He says, because perhaps when the person was burned alive in the fire in both cases, maybe that's considered being tovel b'mikvah. How is that being burned alive in a fire? What does that do with going to the mikvah? Where do we see any type of proof to this? So the Gemara in Sanhedrin, I believe Daf Lamed Tes, has a story with Rav Avohu, with one of the Apikursim. One of the people said to him, "We know your God is a Kohen, because it says you should take from me truma, and truma is for a Kohen. And we know he was involved in burying Moshe Rabbeinu. So how did he ever become tar? Because there's no waters big enough that he could be tovel b'mikvah. So if God's a Kohen and he can't be tovel b'mikvah, So how did he become tar? So Rav Avo answered based on a pasuk in Yeshayahu that says that you could become, that Hashem becomes pure when he immerses in a fire. And therefore, and as well we know, in a totally different topic, but he's relating it to this, the Torah tells us in Pashas Matos, how do you catch your utensils? So it says, if it went through fire, you have to kosher through fire. If it went through water, you go through water. So he says, we see from there that if something works on water, if Haggadah works, then certainly Liban works. Even so, even though this Gemara is in Agadah, it's hard to pass Ken Halacha based on this story, but the Smak writes that we see from here that fire is even a greater immersion in water, and therefore he said that person could be buried. So I'm saying, because anyway, because he maybe was a Jew in the first place. So that's a shaila, what would happen in the other case where he never was a Jew. So that's the question, whether the first case with the one who wants to convert. And in fact, they want to bring a raya from one of the first converts, Avram Avinu. We know Avram jumped into Or Kasdim, and he came out of the fiery furnace. And what did the Malachim say? Magain Avraham. And what did the Mefarshim say? That after he went through the fire, that's when Avram became officially a Jew. So therefore, the flames he went through was considered a conversion. So based on these sources, so Rav Zilberstein raises the possibility maybe this person is Jewish, and therefore he'd be permitted to be buried in a Jewish cemetery.